Senate F is regarded as the gateway between the Matanuska-Sioux Sittner Borough and the easternmost Anchorage suburbs. It stretches from Palmer and the outskirts of Wasilla to Chugiak. Republican Bill Stoltz has served some outlying Palmer voting precincts for many terms in the State House. But the Democrats have positioned a strong challenger. Pat Chesbrough has served the area for years, too. Chesbrough was a Palmer teacher and school principal for 25 years, did a stint as superintendent of the Mat-Sioux Borough School District, taught at UAA, and administered a statewide federal education grant.
You know, I have experience in institutions, too, and I think at some point in time, unless you kind of shift your focus a little bit, sometimes you lose perspective. And as I read about and learn about what's happening in the legislature, I think I became just more convinced that people needed a viable choice.
Chesbrough has one legislative run behind her. She ran against Stoltz in 2008. Stoltz, first elected in 2002, has co-chaired the House Finance Committee from 2008 to this year. Before that, he was vice chair of House Finance. He says next session legislators will have to make some tough budget decisions, many of them regarding social services and state pension obligations.
Fiscal analysts have warned us about another $250 to $300 million in increased pension obligation costs that are going to be before us. Now, notwithstanding the $3 million forward funding of that to help pay down that debt, it's the issue of, the best way to control the spiral of those costs. And the three biggest drivers are Medicaid and welfare increases. An FY06, I think it was $360 or $380 million. Now it's over $700 million.
Chesbrough says UAA data indicates state spending is, quote, $1 billion more than conditions allow. And one place to look for cuts would be proposed capital projects.
I think we've begun to invest in too many projects at this point, especially, you know, as we continue to talk about, where's the money going and where's the money coming from to support all of these things. I also think people are underestimating, for example, let's take the bridge. I think people are underestimating the amount of infrastructure development that needs to happen on the Mat-Sioux side when that bridge is done. Who's going to pay for that?
That bridge is the Knick Arm Crossing, and it gets Stoltz's support.
I'm in support of it with a caution of the cost, but I think the opportunities that it represents are pretty big in conjunction with the gas line development and the opportunity to create a real foundational economic base in the valley right now is a great opportunity.
They differ on the Susitna-Watonna Dam, too. Stoltz supports the hydro project. Chesbrough says the dam benefits only the rail belt, and she would favor small, localized, renewable projects to benefit Bush communities. The two candidates spar on educational issues as well.
I believe that we have given education a short shrift in last years, not just in funding, but sort of our attitude towards educators and education. And I think that needs to shift.
Chesbrough supports state funding for preschools and forward funding for school districts. Stoltz points to population growth in the Mat-Sioux and the current range of educational choices there.
Our delegation and myself as well are going to work on making sure that we have places to put their kids. And that's just not our brick and mortar, but that's opportunities for homeschool, charter school, and looking at the customer side of the counter on education and making sure that we have educational opportunities that are relevant and accountable to what's best for our students. The constituency for the school shouldn't be a teacher's union. It shouldn't be employees. It should be the parents and their children.
Both candidates have reservations about marijuana, and both have some innovative ideas. Chesbrough says she'd like the state to invest $25 million in an angel fund to help local entrepreneurs. Stoltz says he'd like to continue work to support an elected state attorney general's office. He says an elected AG would be more responsive to criminal issues. Election Day is November 4th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.